And let's get the latest on hurricane recovery in the Bahamas. Marvin Dames is Minister of National Security there and a member of Parliament. Mr. Dames, welcome. I know you're incredibly busy. Scores of people are still missing. How are the rescue efforts going today?
As of a day ago, we started flying fixed-wing aircraft onto the island of Abaco. Before that, we had to rely solely on helicopters. And so now that we're able to access a number of the runways on the island of Abaco, we're able to get more people out. So we have the assistance of the U.S. Coast Guard, but we have many locals as well with their own private aircrafts who are flying in. We have a lot of flights moving throughout that airspace, and it's getting pretty hectic up there. We want to make certain that we avoid any mid-air collisions over Abaco.
Yeah. The only international airport on Grand Bahama was destroyed. What's the status of that facility? I know it's very important to have it reopened so that some of these relief supplies can get in and can start getting to people.
Yeah, you know, with Grand Bahama, you know, our concern is primarily the eastern end of the island. And we're able to get a few of our vessels. One should be in port now, as well as assistance from the United Kingdom and the United States. There's a Coast Guard vessel that is headed there, as well as a British naval vessel that was in Abaco and now is moving toward Grand Bahama. So we're moving in the right direction. There's no doubt about it.
And there's still so much more work to be done. How prepared are you for this death toll to rise significantly?
Well, yeah, you know, up to yesterday, our count was at 30, and we expect that those numbers will continue to rise, especially on the primary settlement of Marsh Harbor. And we have teams searching meticulously, and we're also getting information coming in on missing loved ones, bodies seen on certain parts of the island. We also have the assistance of the Caribbean community, and we have a team of Jamaican Defense Force officers, about 120, that's due in over the next day or so, and from Trinidad. So, as I continue to say, you know, we've never experienced anything like this, Peter, but we're moving forward.
And how are people doing, even if they knew this could happen?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know, this is a catastrophe. You have very small communities no longer have a roof over their heads and waiting to receive water and food. And we know that many of these persons certainly would need grief counseling, and we're working on that through our national emergency management agencies. We're getting support locally as well as from abroad, because that in itself, Peter, that will be the challenge moving forward.
Well, our thoughts are with you and with all those people you're trying to help. That's Marvin Dames, Minister of National Security of the Bahamas, also a member of Parliament. Mr. Dames, thank you and best of luck.
Thank you so much, sir.